Skull Kid Productions presents Into the Darkness by Greg Farshtey, Chapter 4. Toa Matoro, Makuta in the body of the robot Maxilos, and the reanimated Toa Tuyet swim away from the long-abandoned prison and into the open ocean. Matoro's mind raced. What did Makuta plan to do with the Nui Stone if he recreated it? What was the Sapphire of Artaka? And why did Makuta believe that the Toa Nuva would help him get it? More importantly, how can Matoro stop this?
Matoro!
The Toa Vice turned. Toa Hali was swimming toward him. In the background, Matoro could see what looked like an ocean full of manta rays.
Where are you going? And who's that Toa with you? She looks... Matoro? What have you done?
Matoro could hear Makuta's voice in his mind.
We have a meeting to attend, or have you forgotten? One of my brotherhood waits near Mari Nui, but he will not wait long. You wouldn't want to make us late, would you? And Matoro, breathe a word to Hami, and neither of you will live to see another time.
Hali, don't worry. Everything's fine. Just trust me.
I do trust you, but I think you have become a little too used to keeping secrets, brother. I'm starting to wonder if you trust me, or any of us.
Matoro looked Hali right in the eye.
It will all work out. Everything is going just as planned. As smooth as that time, Nupari used his mask of flight to transport you over the chasm. Remember? Now, we have to go.
The three figures swam off, leaving Hali disturbed and a little angry. Then a memory suddenly came to her.
Wait a minute. When I flew with Nuparo, he dropped me. I almost got killed. Matoro was trying to send me a message. He's in trouble, and I wish I knew how to get him out.
To be continued.